lit fluorescent bulbs in several buildings with, or several floors of a building, and sometimes even across the street with it. Not that it had a lot of power, it just seemed to be generating RF bloody everywhere. It was amazing. The story was, if you actually had the gall to use it on 10, 6, or 2, that you operated all sorts of frequencies that probably would get you in trouble, so you didn't operate up there, but on 40 CW and 80 CW was fine. It really was. And you just had to make sure it was in tune, and away you go. But the Harvey Wells Bandmaster Deluxe, oh my lord. Alrighty. Now, by the way, with an HRO60 as the receiver, or an HQ 180, anyway, receiver as well, those choices in our ham shack. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to draw one other thing here, too, and that is that, you know, let's not forget that virtually every Friday night at the Farallon Club, we have a ham shack. We have conference room facilities. We have an amazingly good workbench for everything from electronics to some mechanical stuff. We have great people to help advise you on things. And so, you know what? That's another great opportunity to consider as well. Walter, if you ever have a chance on a Friday night, come on down to Farallon and join us. All righty, anybody else on this topic? JK. Don?
Originally, the Harvey Wells was used by my father in his car as a mobile rig on 20 meters. That's a mobile center loaded whip, which is 8 feet long, mounted on the rear. In the rear, but near the bumper. The gun's a tri-band converter. Later on, we brought it into the house. I still use it. He switched it to ABC because they needed a radio equipment for Eisenhower's inauguration in January 1953. That used the ABC crew down in Washington as well. I understand they found it a little too powerful, though. 30 watts out or whatever it put out at that time. Still plugging along. I've never used it on 2 meters or 6 meters. We've used it on 10, 15, 40, and 80. Various times. Never ruined any light bulbs. Back to that. W2JK.
Very good. Thank you very much. Anybody else?
WA2UMB.
Mr. Jim.
Okay. With all these comments about a Harvey Wells, I have a Harvey Wells in excellent condition that is for sale. If anyone's interested, let me know.
The air cool radios. Which Harvey Wells do you have?
I don't think it was the deluxe. It didn't have 2 meters, but it had up to 6 meters. So I think it was like an A, B, C, D, and this is the C. So it went through 80 to 6.
You're doing anybody who gets it a favor by not having this one with 2 meters, but that's okay. I tried putting it on 2 meter AM, and I can tell you it was interesting. I'll just say that. It was interesting. I could transmit in a lot of places all at once. But, I think also that radio was not as well cared for. You have a radio that's in good shape, both of you, and that's truly amazing. Having it in good shape really does matter a lot. Making sure it's well maintained and the capacitor's in good shape and nothing's been banged around excessively, it's all good. Alrighty, anybody else? Okay, Walter, you have caused us all to wax poetically in addition to answering your question. So, KC2WDJ, K2BAR.
Good. I did the kit night. Actually, I've been to a kit night. I joined Vera in November, I believe it was. Yeah, it's a great place. And it's together to operate. and I'm an interest in you interrupt.
Very good. And again, don't forget the Fairlawn opportunity on Friday nights. I mean, there things are, you know, really good because you have just such a wealth of information and resources right there. So you can have two nights out a week doing this kind of stuff. All right, 7-3 to you, I guess. All right, anybody else have anything else for the net at this time?
WI2W.
Steve?
A couple comments. The first one is that this Sunday night, June 7th, is the Barra monthly meeting. We have, and that's at 7:30 at the Senior Center in the Township of Washington. There's directions on our website, www.barra.org. We have a presentation by Woody AK2F and Roger NJ2R on Earth-Moon-Earth communications. I have seen this presentation in one form, and they do an amazing job, very thorough, very informative, very well put together. If you have EME on your bucket list, as I do mine, it'd be a great time to come out and find out all the advances that have taken place with regard to digital signal processing and software. And it's a whole lot easier to do now than it was a few years ago. So it's going to be a great presentation, and I invite everybody to come by. 7:30 of the presentation starts, so you might want to get there a few minutes early. And I'm going to let it drop. And then the following weekend, the 13th and the 14th, Barra will be once again going up to the old Nike missile base, which is now Nike State Park in Orangeburg, New York, for the VHF contest. So if you would like to drop by for a half an hour or an hour, maybe sit down and make a few contacts, you're welcome. Or if you'd like to come for the whole shebang, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, right through the night, you're welcome to do that too. You can get a hold of me for more details. But we have a lot of fun in the VHF contest. We run big antennas and kilowatts, and we're loud. So it's a blast. Anyway, back to net, K2BAR, WI2W.
Quick question.
Greg, quick question.
I didn't catch the date of the VHF contest. I like to usually get on and make a few contacts.
Okay, it's the 13th and 14th of June. It starts 2 o'clock local time on Saturday afternoon and runs till 11 p.m. on Sunday night.
Thank you, Steve. This is WA2UMP.
All righty, Jim.
That's excellent. That's really, really excellent. All righty. Alas, I will be out of town on business for the next couple of weeks, so that is going to be a bummer that I'm going to miss both the meeting and the presentation. Of course, the VHF contest is a whole other conversation I'm going to miss. I'm trying to decide how I want to deal with that while in Hotlanta. But anyway, we will see. We will see. Alrighty. Anybody else have anything for the net tonight?
8-2 AMI, Tony.
Tony.
You know, I've been very excited about the fact that the new VHF rules, this June contest, have been changed in posting information. If you check the ARL website for the June VHF contest, you see section 7-1, and in that section, it indicates that people at the contest site may reach a repeater and advertise what frequency, what band, and where the location is, and welcome contacts. Now, they cannot make a contact on the repeater, but they can supply the information as to where the contesting station is operating and what frequency is operating on. So that's a completely different change from previous years, and it means that if you are a repeater listener and you'd like to get involved with the contest, you'll have a chance to recognize where to find the guys or what frequency they'll be on or what location they'll be at. And they will be on, it's possible to do this on any repeater, a 440 repeater, a 222 repeater, or rather, let's say it, a 432, a 220, and a 144 repeater, all can be used to advertise the location of the contesting station. And their band they're going to be operating on, and the frequency they'll be working on. So, the you do hear it, guys, look for K2BAR. We'll be operating at Nike, up at Nike base. We probably will pop on this repeater with some information. Jump over and give us a contact. Back to net.
Very good, Tony. That is, yeah, I saw that email and I was hoping you'd jump in. I'd forgotten to mention it myself, so thank you for doing that. That's a long-needed rule change. You know, got to have some sensibilities to the way the promotion works, and a couple of stations were skedding themselves to that. They would set up schedules with other stations in advance, which is fine. You should still think about doing that. But then, you know, the lack of advertisement really kind of, by others, just kind of made it appear as though it was very lopsided. So now things are a bit more fair, if you will. Plus, in fact, people become aware of the contest, which is good too. Alrighty. I'm wondering if we can get the voice announcements on the repeater change for the weekend, reminding people where to tune to find the club's operations. Wouldn't that be just lovely? But anyway, and I like your observation that yes, we should be running a 2 meter FM station just for promotion. maybe that's something that the station on 5.2 can do, or not 5.2, on FM can do. And then they cycle back to the channels of their choice. All right. Anybody else?
But of course, the contacts should be done on simplex frequencies, not on repeater frequencies, such as 146.52, 5.8. And others that I can't. 5.5, for instance, 5.35. Those are simplex frequencies and on 2 meters. And, of course, on 432, it's 446.000. And up on 220, it's 223.500. We're in that area. So simplex contacts are required on the contest.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Alrighty. You do have to actually use simplex. I can tell you, I remember before they restricted the use of national calling frequencies. In fact, at one point they restricted those, and also even shilling for contacts on repeaters. But I remember guys who would go up on repeater outputs and work people simplex. They get guys to drop off the repeater onto the output. They'd work them real quick, and away we go. And similar places would work on the input directly. It was a brouhaha. I participated in the 1977 January VHF sweepstakes in Rochester, New York, from K2GXT, and I had an absolute blast. I had 175 watts and a pair of Cushcraft antennas that were about 110 feet in the air over a really flat area of the northern tier, and it was just amazing. Alrighty, well, I'll let you be, everybody. I guess we're kind of done unless someone else has any questions.
Just have a little interesting toy to, if you might want to know about.
Surely.
I was scanning eBay and I came across this item, and it's not very expensive. It's called an electromagnetic radiation detector. Type that into eBay. Electromagnetic radiation detector. They sell from $7 to about $15 and the low end, and you hold it up to any radiation system and you can get a reading. We don't know what the reading means, but you can see if there's a relative strength in some areas and not so relative in the others. Strangely enough, one of the sellers claims it's also good for detecting ghosts. So, I consider it a toy at this point, but it could have useful use. I found it worked well on a 2 meter handy talkie, and it worked well on my LED lights that are over my kitchen sink. I do not have a radiation problem with my computer, but any of the switching transformers that you might have will show on your, you know, like little wall warts, they will make the detector a ring. And check into eBay to look for electromagnetic radiation detector. Inexpensive and nice little toy to play with.
Outstanding. Oh, dear me. Very, very good. That's pretty cool. Alrighty. Anybody else have anything for the net tonight? Okay, well, keep in mind that next week I will not be here. There will be net control, but I can assure you it will be someone you're familiar with and who's competent and will make it as entertaining as possible, so I encourage you to participate. If the echo link comes back up, I'll even participate myself, as I will have time to do that. Although I have to be up at 4 every morning for my training, it's just lovely. This is going to be a real tough time. 4 days of that nonsense. Anyway, 7-3 and have a good one, everybody. And I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater. Remind everybody that www.alpinerepeater.com, www.alpinerepeater.com is where you get the information on how to join Chestnut Ridge, and Barra, www.bara.org, barra.org, and alpinerepeater.net, barra.org and alpinerepeater, pardon me, barra.org and alpinerepeater.com, forgive me, alpinerepeater.com are the two websites you might want to support. And of course, maybe we'll see you at the Farewell Club tomorrow night. In any case, God bless everyone, and also Sunday, hopefully you'll see each other at the Barra meeting on Sunday, of course, in Washington Township. So 7-3, everybody, have a great one. This is K2BAR W2TTT, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. God bless.
B2NLA, W2PRJ.
KB2NLA.
I just tried to call you on the other one, but I guess you were still here hanging around there. Okay. Any idea where Sean went to? I was trying to get in touch with him before, but I guess maybe he called it a night early.
I couldn't help you on that, and I was just getting ready to switch. So we'll be leaving this repeater.
Okay, I'm going to try to call somebody out on the island on the Queen's repeater there for a minute there. See if Carl's out there. And then, I'll be back up to a losing machine there. W2PRJ, we're going to QSY there. Okay, good. Over there in a little bit.
All right, very good. And this is KB2NLA. We're going to be clear. Have a good night.
We're up to 299 over here in Connecticut. What's the first highway you get on? Do you get on the Deegan, or what do they call that? 87?
I can go 100 different ways. Right now I'm on Lincoln Avenue. I'm on Eastchester Avenue, which goes to the Hutch via Eastchester. And I'll get on across the county, right where it merges, and I'll take that right to the Deegan southbound. Or if I go the other way, I can get on 95 right at Nourishel exit 16. I get on over there. Could take the Bruckner. Could take anything. I can either take the Box River if I want, or the Henry Hudson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know where you go. I get on the Hutch. I take the Merritt, which turns into the Hutch. Stop at that mobile station on the Hutch, the one that's in the middle. You can get to it either north or southbound side. That's my coffee stop, and then I take that to the Cross County, to that little service road, and then I hop on the Deegan over there near McLean. I forgot what's over. Oh, yeah, near the Empire Games. That's where I get on the Deegan. I'm sure that's where you get on the Deegan as well. Do me a favor, when you get down by the George Washington Bridge, take a look, because according to my information on my phone, Port Authority is the bridge is pretty backed up into New Jersey. So just take a look, see how traffic is going from left to right. And I'll be in the car in a couple of minutes. I'm still home. I've got a couple of things, loose ends to tie up, and I'll give you a call from the car. W2YP, N1LU.
Charlie, no problem. N1LU, W2YP. I'm just getting on the Cross County right now. You know, it is what it is, you know. With all this traffic business, it drives everybody crazy, but... you got to have your alternate routes, you know. All right, I'll be here, and I'll let you know right away as soon as I make a look. Okay.
All right, very good. I'll still listen to the traffic anyway, just out of habit. Yeah, well, good thing we commute this time in the morning. Imagine making that run at rush hour. Get you in a little while. W2YP, N1LU's clear.
Okay, Charlie, I'll be standing by here. Call me anytime you want, or I'll call you and let you know.
Very good. N1LU, clear.
KB2 in LA.
KB2 in LA, W2YP, good morning. Good morning, morning.
Good morning, Howard.
Just driving on to work, you know, like every other day. Name is Mike, by the way, if you haven't forgotten. And we're on the Cross County. We'll be at on the Deegan here in about 5 minutes, guys.
No, I remember I talked to you yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Pretty sure.
I just tanked up. I got gas for the whole week. I just let me take care of that a little early this time. Anyway, the repeater's nice and quiet. Sounds good. Sounds good today. I think hopefully we're not going to get hit with too much traffic, especially down by the Cross Box Expressway. How you doing today?
Doing all right. Doing a little research on the computer. Ordering parts for my daughter's Jeep so I could get it repaired. Other than that, that's it.
Go to partsgeek.com and type in the model number, partsgeek.com. I get all my stuff from them. Really, really good. Very inexpensive.
I actually lucked out. I looked up all the parts numbers by manufacturer, and then I went on to Amazon.com and was actually able to do comparison and found the lowest prices for the parts through Amazon. And because I have the Prime account, I got free shipping on all the parts.
Great. great. Just keep that in mind. Take a look. You know, got 2 minutes. Take a look at partsgeek.com. I think you'll be worried.
No, I've ordered quite a few components from them in the past. You know, a lot of people say Rock Auto, but a lot of times you go to Parts Geek and you'll find that the part is actually cheaper or the shipping is cheaper.
You know what blew me right away about that place? They didn't charge me anything for the shipping. I don't think you could match it.
Yeah, they must have a distribution plant very close to my house. I've ordered stuff on Parts Geek at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday and had it delivered the following morning.
I'm waiting for Rocky to chime in here and see what he's going to have to say about this. Go ahead.
If I was more mobile and not immobile, I have a Napa dealer down the street, and because we use the particular store for work, I get a employee discount, but it was just easier for me to click on it on the computer.
I'm a big fan of Napa. I get all my, you know, when I get my my hoses and all my other things, my belts and everything, I get it through Napa. Also, the brake pads are excellent. Top of the line Napa brake pads are phenomenal, guys.
Well, I've seen somebody actually go to, what is that called, Pep Boys. They ordered brake pads, and they completely disintegrated in 6 months. And when they actually took them out, they went to a Napa, got replacement shoes, and you could actually see the difference just in the steel plate alone, let alone the actual material, between Pep Boys and Napa.
Wouldn't be surprised. I definitely wouldn't be surprised on that. Yeah, that's well, everything in life is with experience. You know, you check it out, you see what the deal is. I wouldn't deal with Pep Boys. That's not my. You know, I have a local guy locally. He's very good, and he carries all Napa stuff. So if I need something in an emergency, he'll have it for me right then and there. If Rocky's in it. And KB2BORW2YP.
KD2BOR.
There are a lot of salespeople in the old days, you know, who retired, worked in the trade, and they had a little, they will not do that for you. Their advice is very light, very, very light.
Or, because I know somebody that actually was a manager there, they take something that's on a return, they repack it, and they put it right back on the shelf.
The plants are terrible. They're terrible. But I think a lot of that has to do with the way they're kept. You got to get a good person who knows, you know, plant life and, you know, not to overwater a lot of the stuff. And I think they do that, and that's why a lot of people, either they don't put the plants in right or, you know, they wind up 6 months later, they bring the plants back for credit, you know.
KB2NLA. Take, for instance, I bought a grill. Bought my new house 23 years ago. I went to Home Depot and bought a Charbroil. Not a cheap grill. You know, $500 and change back in 2003, I think. Whatever. Or 93. I can't remember. I'm too tired. And it rusted out in a year and a half. And I went to get parts for it, and there were no more parts for it.
And what else, you?
Ollie, it's moving, but it's moving slow. It's moving, and it's moving.
and they never want to do the work on the weekend because that's when they make their most revenue.
Back it off too much.
True, that's true. Yeah, it's interesting when you mention that, guy.
Get up, you talk too much.
Rocky in there? I guess Rocky's in there. Rocky in there, buddy? I told you I was getting that 9000D, that TYT for 220. Go ahead.
What about that?
TYT, the 9000D for 220, the 50-watt model. I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I ordered it.
Throw it in the garbage.
Well, like I said, I have three TYTs here. I have one in the vehicle, and the only problem I had with the one in my Jeep is because it was, it has an off-road package. One of the boards came loose, but it was 2.5 years old before I had a little bit of problem with it. But I opened it up and tightened the screws, and it's still going.
I'm going under Gracie, man. You're going to lose me for a minute.
All right. KAB2 NLA.
Throw it in the garbage.
Okay, we're back. We're back online here. Go ahead.
Alrighty.
Anybody else online here? I heard somebody there mumbling before. Who's trying to break in?
I got my squelch up, so if there's anybody in there, I don't hear him.
That's your mama.
Very good. No, you sound good. I'm down at 71st Street right now, making my way over to the station. You're going to lose me on and off for a few, just a couple of seconds, guys.
That's your mama. That's who that is.
You know what the WX is going to be like today? Is it going to be a hot, hot day? Is it going to be the same as yesterday? I think it's supposed to rain.
Yeah, my landscaper came today. He's like, oh man, he's like, I didn't think I was even going to get half of my customers done this week.
Same thing for my neighbors. They got hit yesterday. They came around yesterday. My guy's coming.
Yes, dodo birds.
W2YP for ID here on York Avenue and 70th Street.
No, you don't have that much further to go. You're flying tonight.
We go on the W2ABC repeater. Have you ever tried that?
I have. I know I have a couple of the frequencies programmed in, but I usually just don't go on them.
Machine is linked up all the way down to Disneyland. It's, as a matter of fact, it's owned by Disney.
Yeah, it's linked in with the Bears Network?
You know, what was I going to say? I wish I could get you in another machine. I'm going to tell you something. I know, I'm going to mention something to you. I'm just trying to remember what... Oh, I got to see if Charlie's still there. Charlie, you still there, Charlie? W2YP for ID, ladies and gentlemen. We're live, we're on the air. First Avenue and 67th Street, ladies and gentlemen.
You're almost live anyway.
KB2BOR, KD2BOR, W2YP. Rocky. I gotta tell you something, Rocky. Are you there? Maybe you're listening, maybe you're not. You there, Rocky?
One LU.
You there?
U2YP from K2GFY. Good morning.
K2GSY, W2YP. Good morning.
Did you get my card?
Yes, I did, and I want... nice guy.
I don't know. I think somebody doubled with you. I didn't get it. I didn't get any of that. You might want to try it again. Another repeater coming up with you, because I have several repeaters on this 955 down here, or whether it's a knucklehead intentionally doing it. But yeah, I'm glad you got the card.
No, I know who the person is that's doing this, just so you know.
Getting in here and joining the conversation at 1:24 a.m. in the morning. I have to do that. I just can't wrap my head around it.
Park my car. Hold on.
All right.
AB2NLA.
AB2NLA, W2YP.
Sorry about that. I had a phone call.
I was here. KB2,
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to tip out right now. Next time I... Something I get. You too, so... And it's very interesting.
Yeah, I got part of that. I got, like, every third word. I guess you're going into work right now.
Thought I lost you. You sound great. You're making the machine well. Go ahead.
Yeah, you sound good too. I mean, this machine is giving me full scale down here tonight.
Marvel. Out of the way. He's...
I knew you came in early. I didn't know you came...
To get up a little early, if I wanted to get so. What I will do.
I was surprised. Normally, I hear Charlie or Rocky on, and I had it on scan, and I really didn't hear anything much on the frequency until you broke.
But. They went for coffee and I... I think it's a...
What's the other call? In LA or something? I heard him break too. I don't know who's all out here and who's not out here. Besides the Quarmer. How good this repeater is coming in tonight. I said it is full scale.
You're using topside for an antenna over there at your house, go ahead.
I'm using a Diamond X500.
It's on top of a tower or it's just in the kitchen or something?
It's on top of a, 50-foot tower.
It's great. It's great. It's, full DFQ.
Like I said, during band openings, I've gotten well up into above Mass, Vermont, down in Virginia, North Carolina, during the band openings. And, I don't necessarily need a band opening to get into this. No, it's not exactly around the corner.
You know, it was interesting because, you know, when my wife read Pine Barrens, you know, I did a whole special, I spent the whole week down here doing a special call. I'm gonna bid you a fine farewell here because I got to run inside. I saw one of my guys and I got to talk to him. But listen, thanks for everything and I'll talk to you next time around. Okay, maybe we'll set up...
Delta.
All right.
We'll talk to you again. KGTFY.
2GFYW2YP, always a pleasure. And I want to say goodbye to, I think it's Chris. Chris, you still out there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm on the phone, but I'm still here. KB2 in LA.
You talk to Rocky, or you talk to, well, what's his name there, Charlie. Tell him Queens, New York. Tell him Queens, New York. I have the call sign.
Have a good day, Mike. Have a good day. Nice to hear you. Sorry about the problems today. N1LU.
Charlie, Queens, New York, bro. I know the guy. Okay?
All right, we'll have to talk.
Ooh, as the government says, neutralize him.
73, Mike, KDTR.
That's a packed house out here tonight. Rocky and Charlie and L.A. Everybody go. KTGFY.
KB2 in L.A. Back off the phone. I think everybody's drinking coffee.
Have the PL right, or whether it was just, I'm not even sure where that is, that machine.
other side of this one. It's the 440 side of this one, Bill.
Oh, okay. I didn't know whether I had the PL right or not because it was coming up for me earlier. It wasn't giving me a heck of a signal. It was only giving me about, like this one's almost full scale. I think the 440 was giving me like a 5 or a 6 or something like that. It was, you know, half what this is. And I tried to key it up. I thought I keyed it up a couple of times before you got on there. But then when I tried to get on with you guys when you were on there, it wouldn't key up for me. So conditions either changed or I didn't have the PL.
Yeah, I saw a couple key-ups in there. That might have been you. Charlie was thinking he wasn't getting into, but I did see a couple key-ups.
I was actively searching for the PL. I guess it wasn't working.
Yeah, this band's open tonight. I was hearing, Bill, I'm out of here. Catch you later.
Yeah, all right. Catch you later. Catch you, Jeff. Why? Machine, Mrs. Machine is coming in so great
mobile listening repeat.